show here, Denver Pioneers head coach Rodney Billups. He's in his fourth year there leading the Pioneers out there in California for a tournament here. Coach, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm fantastic, man. It's always good to be on your show, man, and get a chance to catch up with you, so I appreciate it.
Anytime. So, Coach, man, I want to ask you, man, what do you feel like has been your greatest accomplishment going into year four here leading this Pioneer team since 2016? I know this is year four, man, and you've been there for a while. So what's the feeling been your greatest accomplishment so far?
You know, for me, man, this is the first year of having all my kids that I recruited. And I think for me, my success hasn't even really started yet. So that's a tough question for me to answer. But if I had to, if you put a gun to my head, I think graduating 100% of the kids that exhausted their eligibility is probably the biggest achievement that I've had in 4 years. And also finally being able to recruit and get a four-star kid on campus with Robert Jones. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've done so far. But this is the first year of having all my kids, and I'm excited to see where we can go from here.
Yes, indeed. And I know last year was tough for you. So knowing you had all your kids now, what did you prioritize this past offseason to get you guys ready for this year? Because I see you guys are competing well already. You know, you've got 2 wins already on the year. You got some tough matches coming up here real soon. So what did y'all prioritize in April, May, June, July, August, September to get ready for now?
Just solidifying our culture and what was most important. We go by a creed by the name of RAPID, and RAPID is an acronym for respect, accountability, passion, integrity, and development. And those 5 words for me are what our guys are going to live by for the rest of their lives. And just a constant reminder every single day as to, all right, are you respecting yourself? Are you respecting the game? Are you respecting others? And on down the line, down to development, and development being the most important word right now for these young people, because they have to develop not only their basketball skills, but their personality and their character, because that basketball is going to stop bouncing at some point. And I'm teaching life through basketball. So just solidifying our culture, man, and making sure that they understand that this thing is bigger than basketball is what we've been doing since June.
Exactly. And also, coaches like this, especially on development, I try to tell guys that strength coach is a key coach to any staff, man. Just being out there in Denver, that altitude, getting those guys ready to play. So I know over the summertime, you want to get guys to get bigger, stronger, and faster, but also you got to get them off the court with that strength coach, also with the on court with the player development coaches that you have. But getting off the court strength, man, is very, very important.
100%, and he's probably second in command during the off season. You know, our guys spend 5, maybe 6 days with our strength coach every day in the summer and in the fall before season starts, just because it's such a long year, and their body has to be ready for the combat of practice and competition. So you're exactly right, and our guys spend a lot of time. Our strength coach is really good in the sense of, you know, he's a nutritionist. He's a strength coach. He's a life coach, and he spends more time with our guys than I do as a head coach. And they confide in him, and he's a friend. So, like you said, it's extremely important that we are in the weight room. We are on the field outside, running and preparing for opponents coming into our altitude. It's extremely important.
Now, Coach, who are some young men you want to really highlight for our listeners here in Atlanta who may not know about your roster the way I do, who really had a great offseason this year and are going to play a big, big roles for you going forward this year?
Well, one kid I'd probably be remiss not to mention, so I'm going to go ahead and mention him. His name is Jair Eastman. We call him Roscoe Eastman. He went to Wheeler High School in Atlanta. He's a freshman for us right now. Play for Game Elite. I don't know if you're familiar with Game Elite, grassroots program. But Roscoe is a backup point guard for us right now as a freshman. And he's the future of our program with his athleticism, his speed and quickness, his decision-making. I'm really high on Roscoe right now. And I'm not saying that because I'm talking to you, who got the best radio show in Atlanta. I'm speaking just because he does that for our team. But another kid, the freshman, Kevin Jones from Minnesota, I was excited to see his development over the summer and the fall. Another freshman is going to be outstanding. Those two guys are going to have really good careers here at DU. But also, thank God, David and Jaquazi, who's a sophomore this year from the Netherlands, by way of Dallas, Texas, went to high school in Dallas. And another kid from Dallas, Jeff Hamilton, went to Skyline High School in Dallas. Those two kids had great off seasons and played big roles for us this year.
Now, Coach, I see you got a guy, for, you know, young man from Birmingham, real close to us here, and a guy from Tennessee, out of Tipton County as well. So I see you guys recruiting out here this way to find good talent to bring out there to Denver to help you build this program even more out there.
You know, there's so many good players in the Southeast, man, and not enough schools that all these kids can go to. I think it's really important that we hook some of these kids down there because they're tough. They're good students. They're very prideful about themselves, their family, and representing their family. And for me, that Southern draw is really important because more times than not, they have high character. And I can't compromise on a bad character, low character kid. So down there in the Southeast, it makes a lot of sense for us to recruit.
Now, coaches, hearing what's talking about it right now, it seems like your program is really on a national scale. You can get an international kid, a high school senior. You can get you also a JUCO guy if you want to, a grad transfer if you needed to, you know, a prep school guy, or even a guy who's a sit one and play 1, 2, or 3 for you. So I feel like just now you're on a national scale that you've been there 4 years now, going into your 4th year. That was something there. You should listen with coaches around the country. So you can find players with a pipeline easily and get them to fit your culture, what you have going on out there at Denver.
That's exactly right, and I've tried every last one of those scenarios so far in my 4 years here. What I find is the more serious student, the more mature the young man is, he's easier to coach. And we have an academic standard that we have to follow, obviously, at DU because we're such an academic institution. But it's not impossible to get the junior college kid in. It's not impossible to get a transfer or a fifth-year kid in who just graduated. It's not impossible. It's tough. And there's a niche for it, but with all that being said, we have created a reputation around the country, around the world, really, because we do recruit internationally, and it's beginning to work. It's the fruits of all this labor is starting to blossom, and you're gonna see us in March.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I mentioned at the beginning here, you have a tournament that you're going to be taking part in California. You got Santa Clara as Coach Harrison Deck. Then you come back on Friday and Saturday and play Cal State Fullerton with Dieter Taylor, a buddy of mine, and Rick Ray, a buddy of mine, Simo. So, pretty tough matchup this week for you, Coach. So, how are you getting you guys prepared for these 3 games in 5 days coming up here?
You know, I think mentally we're ready. We haven't with this young group, and forgive me for not mentioning, we out of my 13 scholarship players, I got 11 freshmen and sophomore. I think mentally we're prepared. Physically, you know, it's going to be hard for our guys to go into a building where Santa Clara plays with a lot of pace, and it's a high possession game, and then having a day off and playing two more really good coaches and really good teams, talented teams. To be a really good test for us, but we're going to compete, and I think we got a chance to win all 3 games if we play the right way and we do things within our own character and our own scheme and not make the home run swings, just get on base. I think we got a chance to win all 3 games, so it'll be fun for me as a young coach to learn from the other coaches that we're competing against, but also shake their hand after a win as we clear our bench.
You got there right there, Coach. Now, so how do you go about preparing for that? Do you give the guys more of Santa Clara to play them to tomorrow, or do you just say, hey, like we go do Santa Clara today? We'll look at Catholic Fullerton on Thursday, and after Fullerton, we'll look at SEMO. Or do you kind of do little bits and pieces in practice to kind of get them ready for what they're gonna see down the road a little bit there?
You know, we prepare for the all 3 games the last 2 days and just schemes. And All right, for Santa Clara, we might see stagger screens, and they've scored a lot of points in stagger screens. So we'll work on that in the 4-on-4 setting. Fullerton, high pick and roll. So we'll work on that in the 4-on-4 setting, and also in some of CMO. So we've prepared just schematically on what we might see, but the concentration has been on Santa Clara because it's our next game. So
yeah, it's
kind of a Jedi mind trick, you know what I mean? They don't know what they're working on. They just see our staggers for today in the shell drill setting. But we're working on all of them.
You got that right. Now, Coach, like you said, you got 11 or 13 guys are young guys. So I feel like that means you're set up for success because you have a foundation built there. And getting these young men who've been to Maine High School, been the guys to buy into a role. Because that's the biggest thing with your young guys is buying into a role when they've been the man AAU or the high school team. So how you go out breaking that shell for those young men? Hey, I need you to be a defender. This I need you to be a rebound. I need you to be a screener for me. I need you to be a 3-and-D guy. I need just to set up your teammates. So how get young guys, freshman sophomore guys, to buy into a role for the betterment of the team?
You know, that's a very interesting question because it happens with every kid, no matter if you're number one player in the country or you're the last player in the country. There's a bit of a culture shock. And the way we do it, it starts in recruiting. And every kid that you recruit wants to go to the NBA, they want to be a pro. The conversation starts a little like, when you go to the NBA or when you go to a team in Europe, they're not going to ask you to score 25 points. They're going to ask you to get extra possessions. They're going to ask you to guard the best player. They're going to ask you to bring energy off the bench. We're setting you up for that next step. And we're teaching you how to be a pro as a rookie, as the second year player. We're teaching you how to get that second contract now when you're 17, when you're 18. And when your turn comes, you're going to be ready for that. So it's all in the conversation. It's all in our presentation. And, you know, the good kids and the kids that want to learn, they understand. If not, we might miss on that kid in recruiting. So it's all about presentation for us.
Well, I hear that. Well, Coach, definitely going to be cheering for you, man. I know you got a Georgia guy on the roster right here, up the road from us here. You also got a Birmingham guy, so our neighbor to the west, and a Tennessee guy. So, you know, you got guys on the roster that kind of speaks to our area. Like you said, these guys from the South have a lot of great character integrity that's going to be good for you. And before I go, Coach, I ask you, I know you're 5'10". Did you see that some of yourself in Roscoe being 5'9"? Because I feel like a shorter guy can get the job done. I'm glad the stigma is going away where a short guy can't get the job done. Because I feel like Earl Boykin, Spurred Webb, and those guys, Muzzy Bogues showed that J.J. Barrett with the Mavericks, that a short guy can't get the job done. Just because they're smaller in size, I mean, they can't get the job in nature.
That's exactly right. And with Roscoe, the first time I saw in this kid, and he's probably a little better than I was at that age, just with his ability to make everyone around him better, his ability to make people gravitate towards him and get the job done, like you said, for lack of better words. And Roscoe's got a chance to be really good. He's got a chance to break some records, some assists and steals records that I have here at DU from when I was a player. And you know, me having some pride about being the smallest guy on the team or smallest guy on the floor, I think Roscoe has a little bit of that chip as well. So you're exactly right when you say he reminds me of me, which is crazy.
That's what I thought about when I saw him on the roster. I said, yeah, never mind Coach himself because they're about the same height, man. I think he felt something a little bit of him when he get recruited this kid right here.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. But Coach, best of luck to you against Santa Clara, Fullerton, and SEMO, man. I hope you all get to go 3-0, man. And we'll talk to you around January, man, see how you guys doing in summer league play, man.
Man, I appreciate you, man. I really do.
All right, anytime, Coach. Thank you as always, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Sally Beauty's new all-in-one hair color kits make it easy to color your hair at home. Get everything you need to color for beautifully radiant results. Loved by professionals, open to everyone. Sally Beauty.
Folks, back on Jared the Boss Man Show, we're here with Coach Josh Pazin of Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets right here in town with us in the out ACC Conference here, 2-2 on the year so far. Coach Pazin, man, how are things going over there on Techwood Drive, man?
All is good. We play a really tough schedule. We've been got hit with the injury bug a little bit with Jose Alvarado, our starting point guard, who's been out for a few games. And, we had a tough buzzer beater loss against Arkansas last night. And we got a really tough schedule, and we just got to keep getting better and keep improving and keep moving forward.
Now, Coach, I know a tough loss last night against Arkansas, man, but do you feel like the adversity that your team had been in three close games so far, winning one, losing two, will help you guys down the road and put in the same scenarios, pay attention to details, executing the right plays, knowing the right schemes to run when it comes to this, it happens again, whether it be against Bethune-Cookman or down the road here?
Yeah, no, for sure. When, you know, anytime you can play against really good competition, there's some things that you get exposed on that allow you to get better, and you're able to see things that you've got to that you do well, and things that you don't do well, and things that you need to make adjustments on or tweaks on. And that's part of playing a really tough schedule. And we've got a really tough schedule. So hopefully this will help us down the road, somewhere down the road. And, we'll just continue to improve. And I really like our team. I really like our group. Part of us is we've got to just stay healthy and kind of see how everything goes from there. But in the short term, while a guy like our point guard Jose Alvarado's out, we just other guys got to step up and hopefully get the job done for us.
And Coach, I know you had having injuries, but I feel like it could help you in the sense of the guys get experience, because you know you're still trying to rebuild this thing from the ground up here. Still, you know, I know losing Josh Okogie kind of hurt the rebuild a little bit. You had to kind of retool the rebuild a little bit there. So having young men to be able to get a chance to play with a tough schedule can only help you this year and down the road going forward.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. When you're playing guys really good minutes, you're giving them opportunities to play and get on the floor, where maybe, you know, if Jose Alvarado was playing, that's 30 minutes a game that's being taken from other guys. And so it's given guys a chance to get on the floor and get real live game time experience, which is only going to help them later on.
And also you get them on film as well, so you can coach them in film session and bring that film session coaching to the court during practice, and hopefully you can correct it on the floor in practice within in games. It translates to if it's being done the right way, whether it be offensively or defensively as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, when guys are on the floor and playing and working and you're having real video to be able to break down to show them the good, bad, and indifferent that they're doing, the old saying is a picture's worth a thousand words. And, and that's the case with video. You know, video doesn't lie. It shows you all what you're doing, and you can really dissect it, break it down. It's a great teaching tool. It's a great teaching tape for guys to really see themselves on the good and, like I said, the good and the bad.
And, Coach, having young guys coach them, how do you go about getting them to understand the film session? Because I know when you have a younger team of younger guys, less experienced young men who aren't the star players, who don't play as much, they don't really attention to details as they could in a film session. So how do you get young men who's even not playing, who you may need them down the road, to understand, hey, this detail is very important in film session. We're doing practice, is very important. Everything we do is a very important to us to be successful, whether it be again here on Bethune-Cookman or be Clemson down the road here.
You know, I mean, look, you're dealing with 18 to 22, 23-year-olds, so you have what's great about college coaching is you have a real opportunity to make a real positive impact and help, you know, young men, grow and mature. And that's not only off court, that's also on the court. And having them try to understand about every possession is precious, playing so hard and playing with an incredible motor and just giving everything you have at every second that you can, and all those things that go hand in hand with that, and it's part of having understand the film session, and then really kind of back briefing, really asking them questions. What do you see? Do you see yourself paying attention to what's going on this cut? Are you playing as hard as you can? And obviously, guys who aren't playing, look, I understand that's not easy. Everyone wants to play, and it's no fun when you're not playing. This isn't intramurals, though, so it's not when you sub 5-5 and everyone gets equal opportunity. As a head coach, you're going to determine your rotation, and guys who are not playing aren't always going to like it and aren't going to be happy with you. And those are just the facts of it. But guys got to continue to stay ready because you never know when your number's called, you get that opportunity.
Now, Coach, being 2-2, you know, you have a break between Arkansas and Bethune-Cookman. So it's been a time for you to self-scout a little bit, kind of see where you guys are, reevaluate some rotations maybe, some things that may work better than other things, because having this five-day break here can only help you going forward as well.
Yeah, you know, we just got to keep getting better. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's still early in the season. We got a really, really tough schedule. We don't have any gimmies. I think Bethune-Cookman's a good team, and they're very well coached, and they're going to play hard. So we'll have to be at a very high level, and we just got to keep getting better. And even during this break here, when we have some days off with just focusing on practice, we can focus on us. We'll give them off for Thanksgiving, but we got to get better. That's the bottom line.
Now, Coach, for you, I know you've been rebuilding this program since 2016. What do you feel has been the biggest differences and improvements in the program since you took it over in 2016? So you can say, hey, I know from us taking over in 16 to now, we've really made a big difference in this program here at Georgia Tech.
Well, look, I mean, we're in year 4 now, so we've got to really turn the needle. We're an older team. Our biggest thing is we've got to stay healthy. Obviously, we got hit with the injury bug with Jose Alvarado, but, I've got a great staff. We've continued to do a good job with player development and getting guys better. That's something that we got to hang our hat on, is getting guys better and improving guys. That's why I've hired, the staff that we have is a really good teachers and coaches on the floor. And so that's just, we got to continue to get guys better. I mean, that's going to be our saving grace, is player development. And hopefully we continue to improve and get better. And I really like our team. I really like our group. We got a great group of young men. Got really good players, and we just got to try to win as many games as we can.
Now, Flying Coach, your offense is very balanced as well, Coach. I've got people don't see it, but you got some good juniors, seniors, friends. You have a good balance of class balance on your roster. It's only going to help you guys going forward, giving you that solid foundation as you continue to get better and develop these young men as well.
Yeah, you always want to try to have good balance in your rosters, between seniors and freshmen. However, I do like for us to stay old. The older we can be, and staying older is the best chance for us to have the success that we want, especially in a league like the ACC. Getting old and staying old is a big mantra of ours and is a big key for us.
And speaking of development, Pete, Coach, a lot of fans don't understand this piece of it. Having that strength coach, that strength conditioning guy is a key guy to any staff, because that guy spends a lot of time with the players more than you do sometimes, especially in July, August, and September, before things get to get kicked off here real good. So getting those guys physically developed as well, also helping them mentally as well, and also being like a life coach to these young men as they get them straight and get their mindsets to be a great player on the court for you going forward too.
Yeah, we've got a really good strength coach in Dan Taylor, who's done he's been excellent. He's been really good in the science aspect of it as well, too, with the strength and conditioning. That has changed in college athletics with strength and conditioning coaches. It's not just weights anymore. It's about nutrition. It's about, the sports technology side, the science behind things, all the different, datas and analytics with sports training, sports medicine, strength conditioning. So those type of things are all, go hand-in-hand with the strength coach. Like I said, our guy, Dan Taylor, does a great job. Very positive, upbeat, high energy. Done a great job with the guys. Love, being with them. And those guys are really important for your program.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like your positivity, the way your demeanor is a great for a young man, because you're not going to go cuss a guy out. You're just trying to help a guy become better. And I feel your way of doing it is the right way, because you care about these young men as men and as student athletes. And because I feel that's what college athletes need, more of coaches. More coaches who really care about the young man for them, not just because they can help them on the court off the field as well.
Yeah, they are not athlete students. They are student athlete. And the most important thing is, they do their job academically, that they take care of their business in the classroom, because when it's all said and done, the chances of anyone going to the pros and, it's almost nearly impossible. It's such a hard league to make. So the most important thing is they're productive members of society. they do their job in the classroom. They're excellent, you know, in those areas, because that will help them best. You know, the air is going to come out of the ball at some point, and the majority of your life is going to be spent outside of playing competitive basketball. And so being prepared for that part of your life is important. And so we try to give them the best tools possible to be prepared and to succeed. Georgia Tech does a phenomenal job. Our academic center, our total person program, just everything that we do here with Georgia Tech, the athletic director's mission of just, you know, all about the student athlete, everyday champions. You know, we all try to resonate with our young people to try to help them, you know, have them be the best they can be.
Well, Coach Paz, you know, I was just before just been at Memphis, man. I love the work you're doing, Georgia Tech. I want to see your team this year play well, get you some wins out there, and best tickets for Bethune-Cookman on the first year come up on Sunday.
I appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to it. Let's get a win, and we'll talk to you along the way during the season.
All right, Coach. Have a good Thanksgiving as well, Coach.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Her wife was a Josh Pastner on the Boston Show.
How do you feel about your office? Is it just a space for your company, or is it a space to help you grow your company? From new HQs to satellite offices, with WeWork, you can find a space that works for you. Visit we.co/spacematters to learn more.
All right, what's back up, the Boss Man Show here at Walter McCarty, Coach of Evansville Purple Aces out there in the valley up there in the Midwest. Coach McCarty, man, how's life treating you, my brother?
Man, no complaints, man. We're just getting back from the Bahamas and trying to get back in our routine and get ready for a game this weekend and trying to get reset and re-energized.
Now, Coach, I know the Bahamas trip was kind of tough for you. You went 1-2, but the last game is Morgan State, an overtime game, 115-112. Had to be an exciting way to end that trip there.
It really was. You know, I was really excited the way we played the last game. We really competed, and we played together. We really connected, and we played hard. Same thing for our second game. We, you know, the second half, we played really well the way we're supposed to play. And I feel really good with what we're doing. I think that, you know, after beating Kentucky, you know, everybody has it out for us, and I don't think our guys quite understood that. But I think they got the picture now, and, you know, hopefully we come out ready to compete and jump ball and give back some effort and be the hardest playing team. So I thought it was still even up, but we really got something out of it. We played some really good teams that played really tough and physical, and I think it's going to help us in the long run, to be quite honest.
You got there right. Coach, up in the Bahamas, we had a horrible hurricane over there. So how was the people over in the Bahamas? How are things looking over there so far after that hurricane ahead that came through early this fall here?
Where were they at? Everything seemed fine. It was great. The people there were really nice and hospitable. We had a good time. They were very gracious, and man, they were very. I believe the lady that we were there, and they're very friendly, and they did a great, really great job hosting us. Man, we had a really good time.
And I know it also helps you guys get close as a team as well, growing that camaraderie together at once, because we on the road on a foreign trip, per se. You're all you got. So you're going to get closer one way or the other. We're not going to make it at all.
Right. We had no clue what was going to happen. We had a volleyball team that was going to Puerto Rico to play in the tournament this fall. And, you know, we have a couple girls from Puerto Rico, and they had to cancel the trip because of the hurricane. So they were devastated. So, We didn't know what was going to happen, but we were very fortunate to go. Everybody was, you know, seemed to be in great spirits. And again, it was an awesome time.
Now, I want to hit you all to Kentucky. I'm going to talk a bit about that shortly here, but I want to ask you this. We talked last year, you got originally hired. So what do you say has been the biggest improvement in your program and you as a coach since we last talked in 2018?
I think our guys are really invested in our players. I think our players are really working hard and taking accountability of their bodies and their game. They're in the gyms all the time. I think our guys have ultimate confidence in themselves and their abilities to go out and make plays for the team. So I think that's really exciting. You know, we have a lot more talent as far as guys being able to make plays. We're more athletic. So a lot of things have changed, but I think the number one thing is that our guys are really connected, and they have they've taken some accountability over their personal growth of their games.
Exactly. And Coach, I think a piece with a lot of people understand is that strength coach that you have, that's a big piece of the puzzle, because getting guys stronger also grows them mentally as well. Their bodies grow into themselves, and they can become better on the court because they're stronger and can last longer and can give more effort get through that screen a little bit harder, drive a little bit harder, and, yeah. and get through contact and make the basket and not be as have two. You got a chance for one after you get two. So talk about your strength coach, what he's meant to your program and developing these guys as these guys grow as more young men to more young adults as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, they're also, you know, they're in great shape and their bodies are strong. They can play a lot longer. We keep them away from injury. So we feel really good about what we're doing, and our guys feel good about themselves. You know, they're walking around here with the shirts on now. They didn't do that whole lot last year. So it's been good. The way they've responded, we have a really good strength coach in Sunny Park, and he's really given our guys confidence in the weight room, and which translates on the floor. So we're very excited with what we're doing and how we're building this thing.
And coach, I know that Kentucky game was wild. I watched it on ESPN on my phone. I was with the Hawks at that point, watching them on the phone there. So during that morning, you know, preparation for that game there, did you see some of your guys' eyes where you feel like those guys knew they could beat up this team tonight, that they were not scared of being in a Rupp Arena?
Well, I definitely did, but you know, that happened 3 or 4 days into practice. So I knew that our guys were really focused and engaged, and they were connected, and you know, I thought we were going to have a really good chance to go in there and then being able to give those guys the game. And you know, you go into a place like Rupp Arena, you're playing against Kentucky, number one team. Your guys focus a little bit more. They're engaged. They're listening to every word that comes off the tip of your tongue. So I had their attention, and you know, just going in the arena that morning and don't shoot around. You know, guys were pretty loose, feeling really good. I'm thinking to myself, man, shoot, well, maybe they're a little bit too loose. I don't know, but they were really confident. You know, they just the way they were coaching themselves, and I mean, they were ready to play. And we had a good 2 or 3 days to get ready for that game, and our guys were liked in. So we had confidence early going in, and we knew that if we can keep the crowd out of it early and not let them get involved, that we had a chance to win that game. And our guys stuck to the game plan for 40 minutes, and you know, unfortunately we wish we could have some shots back that we didn't make. Hopefully we could you know, not giving them a chance at the end, but they play hard. They got a young team, Kentucky. They're going to be a great team moving forward, but our guys really liked in, and it was a great learning lesson for us that
you know what, coach, it's like you said, you have some experience in your roster. You have guys that's juniors, a little bit, some juniors, some sophomores that has played some. Kentucky's a real young team. So
right.
It's kind of like that one-and-done situation as well in the tournament. Like, that experience outweighs your talented youth because they've not been seen it before. They get tense, and they get tight, and they lose the
right,
game.
Right, definitely. Our guys, they were not scared. They battled. And you know, we got a lot of guys playing that are 20, 21, a couple of 22-year-olds. So they were not scared, and they were really locked in, ready to play, and had no fear. And it's tough. You don't really see that, you know, going in to Rupp Arena, facing that crowd and that challenge. And you know, I've played plenty of games. We play a lesser school or a small school, and those guys are terrified, and you can see it from jump ball. And you know, our guys were. I think they were. They respected Kentucky. They really. It wasn't. They weren't afraid, but they respected them enough to be locked in. And that just comes from our veteran players, our guys who've played in a couple games before.
Now, as you're coaching this game, coach, do you feel yourself like, damn, we got to put this off. Like, we're gonna do this. Did you have that thought in your mind at any point to hit zeros? Because I feel like you stayed so calm the entire game. Even when guys made little miscues, you stayed calm. You didn't go off or nothing like that. You kept engaged. It's the steady mindset that kept your team stay as well as you faced that crowd and that team and Coach Cal there.
Yeah, one thing I knew that if I kept my cool, you know, my players are gonna follow me and they're gonna keep their cool. So I wanted to make sure that they knew, hey, we're okay. Because as soon as you make a mistake and they feed off of it, the crowd feeds off of it, now they start to feed off of it, now you're in trouble. So we made some mistakes down, but our guys battled. It just went to the next play. They didn't harp on it. They just played basketball. And my thing was, you know, we were prepared. We knew what we needed to do and just execute. It's okay. Just come back and make a play. for your teammates, and we'll be okay. And that was my whole thought process, not to get, you know, if I'm rattled, my team's rattled. You know, if I'm losing my temper or dealing with officials, or then now my players react to every call. So we didn't want to do any of that. We wanted to stick to our game plan, keep the crowd out of it, and be the hardest playing team. And I think we were able to accomplish that. And that was my thought process, was just trying to keep them composed. And in order to do that, you know, they followed my lead, and they definitely did that night.
That's probably the best run of a $4,000 suit in your life, probably. I know they say a suit costs $4,000. Probably the best run of a suit ever, right?
Good thing it was water. I got a heads up. I took my jacket off, and it was fun. That was so worth that experience, man. Our guys were so happy. It was really great for our program. And, man, it's just one of those moments you never forget. It's something that they're never going to forget, from shoot around to getting back on campus to the pep rally. It's just a great experience that you want your kids to be able to have and enjoy for the rest of their lives.
Now, going forward, I can only imagine recruiting, it's going to also be a big boost for you guys now recruiting, because you beat Kentucky at Rupp Arena now. Evansville's on the map now. They beat Kentucky, the more team in the country. So
right.
How's recruiting buzz being now since this game against Kentucky here?
It's been great, man. People are paying attention to us, and they love the way we play. And, you know, we run a lot of NBA sets and actions, and we play fun. We let our guys go out there and play and try to make plays for one another. You know, we don't restrict our guys. We don't try to put them in the box. I just ask you, you know, run our actions, run them with pace, and make the right play. And I think they see that hey, this is a fun way to play. And, you know, if we do that, you know, we can play against anybody and be successful on any given night. So I'm just definitely big for our program. Our site was just the amount of people who hit our site was amazing. And everywhere you go, people are talking about the Purple Aces. We're on a lot of different outlets as far as media, for television. So it's really good for our program and what we're trying to build. So people are taking notice, and that's the kind of effect that we want to have.
You have to be happy. You know, the non-conference schedules are halfway done here, 4-3. So you got to be real happy about that with your team, to be winning Kentucky, competed well in the Bahamas. So as you go forward here, you got to have a good basis to build off of as you get ready to get into the Valley of Play coming here against Missouri State in late December there.
Yeah, we're really excited about where we are. I mean, we're doing a lot of good things, and we're playing really good teams. So I have to remind myself, man, it's still early, and what we're doing, I'm very happy with it, because we're going to continue to get better, and all my guys are actually starting to play well. They're starting to click, and they're starting to understand. The biggest thing is you got to come and bring effort and energy every game from the start. You just can't wait till you get punched in the face. Like, you got to start to play. You got to take the best shot and not give them confidence early. So we're starting to get going here, and I think we're playing teams that only help us as conference play starts. So we're really excited about where we are, and we just have to continue to build and get better.
Yeah, big game is IUPUI here coming up on Saturday. So what do you see from those guys on film, and is you ready to prepare to play those guys Saturday after Thanksgiving break here?
Yeah, you know, IUPUI, they got some guards that really play well, that really impact the game, and we have to do a really, really good job of locking them down, not making it easy for them. But you know, it's another opportunity to go out there and learn and try to play a really tough basketball team and get a victory. But they're going to be ready for us. And a lot of teams said, hey, this is the team to beat Kentucky. Let's measure ourselves. Let's see if we can give them our best shot. Let's see where the chips fall. So a very good team that we're going into their house, that we have to be ready to play from the start. We have 2 days to prepare over Thanksgiving break, and hopefully our guys are engaged and are ready to go on the road and get a road win.
Now, Coach, you got a few days off here, so you take this time to maybe do some self-scouting as well, maybe find some things that you guys are doing that you can do better to kind of help you guys kind of counteract whatever the other teams will try to do to you going forward, which you've been the team to beat Kentucky. The Bulls are on your back now going forward, whoever you guys play the rest of the season here.
Right. I'm sitting here watching film now, so we're just really trying to – how can I make us better? What can we do to be a better basketball team? And that's what every coach is always searching for. And, you know, we'll start with our guys after the day off. We start with tomorrow, of just getting better, going over things that we saw down in the Bahamas that we need to fix, and we saw things that we can work on and make a little better, and also things that we should just take out of our system. So we're continually always trying to get better, and this will be a great couple of days for us to fix some stuff, but also get better at the same time. So that's the process.
Now, do you feel like this, Coach? No, you want to get the fans very high in the Valley, which is crazy, knowing what talent you brought in already to your team there. So you use the motivation with your team as well, say, hey, the people didn't think we could do anything. We've already beat Kentucky. So we've proven we're a good team. We can keep on getting better and better, knowing people thought we were going to be nothing this year. Look, we've already shown already that we're something already.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, I really don't get caught up in it. I mean, I was told as a kid that I couldn't play at Kentucky. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things. They didn't know what we had, and we concern ourselves with us. If we take care of us, and we play for one another, we're going to reach our goals, no matter who we're playing or what we were picked. So that is great to be the underdog, and hopefully you know, people sleep on us, so we can use that as an advantage and steal a couple games.
You got that right now. Coach McCarty, do you have a story about my guy Al Horford? He was with you guys in Boston, because Al's a good buddy of mine. Do you have any good Al stories you can share over the air that won't get off the air here? It's about my man Al Horford.
Oh, man. Al was a great guy. Al was the ultimate professional. Everybody liked him around Al. And then, you know, he's an ultimate professional, but also ultimate, you know, family first guy. And plenty of moments with Al that have been great. I think probably the funniest is Al, his free throw situation thing, because you go through all these practices and he'll be flat out of the blue. He's ducking at the free throw line from like, he's just reacting. Like, Al, like, what are you doing? Where did that come? Like, it's just unreal, because you're with him for so long, you never see it. Then you're in a game and it's like he's seen ghosts or something. It's just the funniest thing. It's so out of character for him, and just to see that happen. But this is, no, Al's a great guy. He's an ultimate pro, man. I wish him the best wherever he is.
I hate he's not with the Hawks anymore. He's with Philadelphia now, man. He was one of my favorite guys. Him, Marvin Williams, Joe Johnson. The years when Woody got us back going real good. That was the best time for me with the Hawks, man. You know, when Zaza's opportunity was going to Kevin Garnett, that was fun to me. I enjoyed those series so much, but we lost. But it was fun to get the Hawks back on the map. Man, it's relevant once more, man. And I hate that Al's gone. He's one of my favorite guys ever with the Hawks we ever had to cover here. It was very fun.
Yeah, that was a good group. You talk about Zaza, you talk about Al, you talk about Marvin, Corver, and Joe Johnson was a good friend of mine. Man, that's a great group, and it doesn't get any better. All those, they're all great people to start with, and you know why they were successful.
Can't forget about Mike, my man Mike Bibby, too. You know, him doing his thing, and Jason Collins as well, man. That roster, Jamal Crawford, too. I'll tell you, when Mike Woods had us going good that early, late 2000s years, man, we got back on the map, man. That was so wonderful, man. But, you know, hopefully we'll get back there with trading the guys here real soon. I'm prayerful, Coach.
y'all got a lot of young talent. I know that. Got a lot of young talent, man. If they keep just really working those guys their game, and if they're ultimate pros, man, they'll figure it out and they'll get it right. But you guys are in a good place with the young talent you have.
Yes, indeed. Coach McCarty, thank you for your time as always, man. It's love to see you. So I'm happy for you and your program, man. We'll talk to you again down the road, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well.
Same to you, man. It's always a pleasure.
Did you hear the news? Metro PCS is now Metro by T-Mobile. Now you get new plans with unlimited high-speed data all month long, all on the T-Mobile network. Check out the new Metro by T-Mobile today and discover the smarter way to get unlimited. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. During congestion, the fraction of customers using greater than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video streams at 480p. Coverage not available in some areas. See store for details and terms and conditions.
All right, what's back here on the Boss Man Show. We're here with UTEP Miners head coach Rodney Terry at a conference with USA. Coach Terry, how's things over there in the great city of El Paso?
Man, things are great. I mean, we're the Sun City, you know, and we're great for their stuff. Unfortunately, today we're going a little bit on the rainy side and a little cold. But nevertheless, great place to be and great day to be a miner.
It's D. Thanks for joining us on the game day as well, Coach. I know it's real tough for you guys, but glad you made some time for us there on a game day. You got today against East Central today. So what are you seeing for those guys on film, Coach, as you all prepare to play those guys tonight at your place?
Well, we're going to play a team, I think, that's well-coached. They're an older team. I think six of the top eight players are juniors and seniors, and they got an all-league player back and a guard named Cali, who's really good, can push the ball in transition and can score at all three levels.
Yes, indeed. And also, Coach, I can see you're 4-0 already, non-conference play. So being at this point in non-conference 4-0 with a game tonight, so that's make you feel really good about your roster here in November as you kind of have to build for December and January and CSUA schedule starts for you guys then.
Well, yes, JR, it's another opportunity for us to try to get better today as a team. And I really try to instill in my guys the importance of trying to get better every single day, whether we're in practice, whether we're in games. Every time we step on the wood, we try to improve in the areas we need to get better with.
And, Coach, as you said, each drill, even just a simple shell drill or Wisconsin passing drill or layup drill, shooting game, it all matters because it also gives you that confidence to make a shot when it counts or execute when it counts in a game like Stephen F. Austin did last night against Duke. So pretty much, if you for this detail, if you have that discipline with the game plan and you're prepared, you can make a play and win the game like that you saw last night against Stephen F. Austin, going to a big number one team in the country, get the job done, and leave it with a free and a guaranteed game.
Sure. No, I know Kyle Keller really well, and he's a good coach. And obviously, had his team prepared to play at a very high level. And you don't just go in there and beat Duke and Cameron if you're not well coached and you don't do what you practice every single day. And those guys did a great job of that. And no different than what we're trying to instill in our guys. What you have to do every night, you got to be ready to play the games every night. But again, I get back to November is a month where you got to really try to establish who you're going to be in terms of your identity day in and day out. And as you get into December, you got to really start honing in on the details of everything you're trying to do and really execute at a very high level on both ends of the floor.
Now, Coach, what has been the biggest improvement in your program since we last spoke last year when you first got hired? Because I feel like, last year was a tough year for you guys, but I see the talent that you got brought in this year, and I see the guys being more focused this year. So what for you, being there every day, what has been the biggest improvement you've seen in your program since you took over last year when we last talked?
Well, I've seen my freshmen grow, and those guys get a chance to play, minutes last year, equivalent to being an older sophomore or senior, junior, for that matter. They had to play significant minutes for us last year. But we also had several players that were sitting out, and they had a chance to get acclimated the way we wanted to play and practice with us every single day as well. And, I think just the growth in our young players, along with our guys that got a chance to sit out a year ago, I think their improvement – collectively as a group has really been good for us moving forward.
You got there right, Coach. And I know, being a new coach, you have to kind of get a lay of the land of a situation that you took over. So what did you guys prioritize this offseason for us in April, May, June, July, and August? You got ready for the season to kind of say, we got to get better here, got to get better in this aspect of the game and get guys maybe more stronger. So what did you guys kind of prioritize for this offseason as you go into this year right here?
Well, the physicality piece. I mean, we played four freshmen a year ago and started three, and we still knew we were going to be still relatively young even with the guys sitting out. I mean, I think right now we have seven sophomores, one freshman on our roster, and three juniors, and one senior scholarship players. And, for us, we knew physicality. We want to try to play physical at times and have a physical mindset, so we needed to really place a high emphasis on the weight room in the spring and the summer, try to get stronger, just being able to play through contact and being able to be better finishers. So we really worked hard on that. We worked hard on trying to value taking care of the basketball. We didn't do a great job of valuing taking care of the ball a year ago, and we're still a work in progress with that. I mean, we've had some games where we still haven't taken care of the ball the way we need to, but there's a lot of growth with this group and with this team. So, as our guard play continues to grow and get better, I think, along with our bigs, I think we'll have a chance to have a pretty good year. You stay healthy and keep this group happy.
Now, Coach, I want to ask you one question about the strength coach, because I feel like in player development, that gets lost. That strength coach is very key to any staff, any team, getting young men mentally and physically ready to play ball over these next 5 months of the season here that you guys have from October through March here. So talk about the strength coach and what that means to develop. I don't think fans are really understanding how important that strength conditioning guy is to a program success.
Well, he's an extension of your staff. I mean, you know, he's as important as a lot of times as your assistant coaches, obviously, because he works very closely with your players every single day. And he has to have a great connection with what you're trying to get done in terms of your vision, the way you want to play, and the style of play that you want to play in. He's got to be connected to that in terms of what we're doing in that regards, you know. And, you know, whether it's from a conditioning standpoint, whether it's from just being stronger, where you can play downhill and be strong finishers, whether you have physical blockouts, rebound the basketball at a clip that you want to, just a number of different areas. Also, you know, in the preventive measures as well. You know, he's got to have those guys in the type of shape to where you're able to prevent injuries and guys are able to play through fatigue as well. So he's a very instrumental part of what you do and how you do things in your program.
No doubt, for sure. And Coach, I know for you having a younger team, Coach, those film sessions have to be really important for you guys. Kind of get these guys on film and show them, hey, well, they're making mistakes, apply it in practice and apply it in games. Because I know when they have a lot of 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-olds, they're not quite in tune with how important that film session is to learn about, see yourself and see where you made a mistake, where you can be better at going forward.
Well, you try to, JR, instill in your guys how important it is to be students of the games, you know, and you know, so many great players, you know, you just see those guys, what they do on the floor, but you don't see what those guys do behind the scenes preparing for the games, you know. LeBron James can coach a team himself, you know what I mean? Kobe Bryant can coach a team himself. He knew his opponent inside out. You know, Tom Brady dissects guys on the field because of the preparation that puts into it. Forget the physical part, it's the preparation part. He's going to go out and do the physical part. It's what he trains all year to do. But just getting guys to understand the game. You know, when you're watching games, you know, watch what other teams are running. Watch their actions. Watch what they're trying to get done, you know. But just me, you know, again, we try to coach our guys as much off the court as we do on the court. You got to spend time with them off the court if you want them to execute what you want to get done on the court.
Exactly. It's all about relationships, because they trust you off the court. They'll perform for you on the court. I've always told young men that, and some coaches I'm friends with as well, I'll try to tell them, hey, if you trust them, I trust you off the court. They'll play for your heart on the court. That's what I've always felt. My dad was coach. My dad was like that as well. He wanted to build that trust with the guys off the court so they'll play hard for him on the court.
Sure. No, absolutely. For sure. This day and time, especially with this generation, you got to spend a lot of time with those guys away from the basketball court. You're going to coach them harder. You're going to demand them to hopefully play at the standards and the expectations that you have. But they got to know you love them and you care about them, and that when you do push them hard, that you're pushing them to be the best that they can be and get out of all their abilities the good Lord has blessed them with.
And, Coach, looking at your program now, you are going to year two. Like, you know, I as I told people I would have you on the show, I got a lot of feedback about how good of a coach you are from Texas and Fresno and how you do the things at UTEP here. And I was like, well, for me, looking at your program, I feel like you can get guys any way you want to. International guys, a grad transfer guy, a transfer guy that sits in place two or three for you, or JUCO, prep school guy, or high school seniors. I feel like where you're building this program here, Coach, you can get guys – any way you guys want it, if it's right fit for you guys.
Well, sure, JL. I think, you know, as you look around the country, I think a lot of teams, and even, you know, the Power 5 teams, they want to stay older, you know. And I just say that you don't want to have a blend of youth as well, you know, because you do need that, and you need to continue to build your program for the future. But, you know, most places, and just like us, everybody, you know, we want to win now, but we want to build for the future. But I think in doing so, I think you have to have a blend of players, you know, older, younger, you know, you have some freshmen that you feel like you can develop and bring along. You can also bring in transfer guys where they get a chance to get acclimated to your program. They're older, they're with you for a year, and hopefully they use that year as a springboard to continue to get better and areas they need to get better, and then they're ready to play for you at a very high level when the opportunity presents itself, you know, the following year.
Now, Coach Terry, I know recruiting is so, it got to be like a whirlwind, because so many good teams in Texas, good schools, and where you can go play ball at. So, you know, I was wondering how you guys are always trying. You got some same guys. Y'all want some of the same guys, but the pitch to get them to come to UTEP rather than going elsewhere in the state of Texas, where so many different great schools that you can go play ball at, and but come to play for you, UTEP there.
Well, we have a great destination where we are. I mean, we have a great tradition from our program in terms of the history of our program and what we've been able to do here. And, you know, we feel like if we get a youngster here in our community, we feel like we've got as good a chance as anybody to get him here, because we've got a great community, great campus, and a young program that we're trying to revitalize again here and make relevant again. So, you know, we have a ton of players, obviously, in this state, and, you know, it's all about relationships, though, you know, and you alluded to the fact that you can go anywhere around the country. We've got a great name, and likewise, I think the biggest thing is, at the end of the day, I always tell kids, when you talk about recruiting, it just get back down to relationship and who you're going to trust at the end of the day again.
Exactly, and being in Conference USA, where it goes pretty much from Virginia through the whole South there, you got a lot of places you can touch because of all the schools in you guys' conference. I mean, that's why my conference in America pretty much is from Texas on up to Virginia there.
Yeah, we're Conference USA for a reason, right? We cover the USA, you know, and we touch a little bit of it all, you know what I mean? And so, you know, with that, you know, you're given an opportunity to go out and recruit nationally if need be, you know, as well, because you're getting the chance to play in a lot of those different states around the country, and you have exposure in those areas. So I think it's a great selling point for us when you're selling our conference and trying to sell our brand.
Well, Coach Terry, David, come on the show today, and I know you have a game today. Best of luck to you tonight, and we'll talk to you real soon here, Coach, okay?
Okay, JL, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, Coach.
Okay, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. That's Roddy Terry on the Boss Man Show.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student-athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-6079. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Till the tears run down from my eyes, Lord, somebody, ooh, somebody, can anybody find me?
Alexa, play hits from Queen.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.